Hey, it's Josh Mankiewicz from Dateline. Here's a special preview of our new podcast, Deadly Engagement. It was early, too early for most college students, especially during Christmas break. Then again, Danita Smith was not one for sleeping in. At 25, Danita was as disciplined as a Marine. Maybe because she had a lot on her plate. As a grad student at North Carolina Central University in Durham, Danita was just months away from finishing her master's degree in English. Schoolwork, volunteer work, a magazine internship, and a wedding to plan. Anyway, it was the internship that had her up at that hour. The bosses liked her to be at her desk by 8:15 a.m. It was 8 minutes after eight when Danita opened her door on the third floor and started down the stairs. Did Danita see someone waiting on the second floor landing? We'll never know. We do know that as she turned to take the last set of 16 steps down to the parking lot, a bullet pierced the back of Danita's head and sent her tumbling down the stairs. For nearly 2 hours, Danita Smith lay in motionless repose on the sidewalk in front of her apartment building, building 1100, completely unnoticed, until another student stepped out of his apartment and saw the contents of Danita's pocketbook scattered on the stairs. He dialed 911.
Tell 911, where's your emergency?
I think this girl just fell down the stairs. I just walked out my apartment. She's at the bottom of the stairs, head busted up and blood everywhere.
Okay, and is she breathing?
I can't tell. I don't want to touch her. Do you want me to touch her?
If you can look at her or if you can just observe.
Hey, baby girl. Hello?
Okay, she responded to you at all?
She's not even moving.
Okay. All right. Just so you know, the ambulance is already on the way.
Do you want me to get her ID out her pocketbook?
If you can, if you feel comfortable doing that.
Now, her name is Danita Monique Smith. Danita. Oh, she ain't moving, man.
Okay.
This is the story of what happened to Danita Smith and the hunt for a killer. It's about love and hate, trust and betrayal. It's about truth and lies and the deadliest of sins, lust, pride, envy, and wrath.
It just shows you that, man, our actions have consequences. And it may seem as though, we're all grown-ups here, but stuff happens. And in this situation, some pretty bad stuff happened.
Oh, yes, this is a story about bad stuff, all right. It's about revenge and the reckoning that eventually comes for anyone with a conscience.
One selfish act destroyed two families.
I want her remembered for her intelligence, for her beauty, for her class, someone who just entered your life and made it even more spectacular than before, just a bright light in this world.
I'm Josh Mankiewicz, and this is Deadly Engagement, a podcast from Dateline. Thanks for listening. Search for Deadly Engagement to hear the full episode now completely free. Or subscribe to Dateline Premium on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to get early access to new episodes and to listen ad-free.
I'm Craig Melvin.
Cheers.
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 I've always been a glass half full kind of guy. And now I'm talking to some people who look at the world that way too. Some really fascinating folks who shared their defining moments, their triumphs, their challenges. Their stories are funny and quite candid. So I hope you'll join me each week. And who knows, you might just come away with your own glass half full.
Search Glass Half Full with Craig Melvin from today on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts.